Hello.
Good evening. It's nice to see so many here. On behalf of the Port of Malabar Albany Bar.
Can you hear you?
Can you hear you? Here we go. Wait a minute. I'll move it closer. Now can you hear me? I turned my head. I apologize. I think Clarice opened the business. We will. Now, see, I just covered all my little stuff up. We will have invocation now. Please bow your heads.
Our Heavenly Father, thank you for the opportunity to gather and do some work on behalf of all the Park. Please grant us the wisdom to know what is in the best interest of the Park. Please give us the inner strength to make the decisions that we should. Please work with all of the residents and trustees to all grow closer as we proceed into the future. And also, please be with the people of Ukraine as they go through the terrible things happening in their country. We ask all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Permission of the board, I have asked Gary to do our secretary this evening. Is that okay? Thank you, Gary.
Roll call. Chairwoman, Karen Allen.
Present.
First Vice Chair, Gary Vincent. Present. Treasurer, Keith Richard.
Here.
Assistant Treasurer, Mark Bodo.
Present.
Trustee, Ursula Brunick.
Here.
And Trustee, Terry Steiner.
Here.
And we are joined tonight by Cherie Morris, District Manager.
Thank you. Okay. We were to have information on the air conditioner. We had a gentleman that was going to come, but we need three bids, so we canceled it until the next meeting. So this is tabled about the air conditioner. Chairman notes, this is what I have for this evening. Protocol will be, of course, you're always asked to come up. You have 3 minutes to talk on a subject, and you're only allowed to speak on it once. That's the rules of the day. You didn't hear that at all? Man. Okay. Please remember. You hear me now? Okay. Please remember, when you come up to speak on an item, you have 3 minutes on that item, and you can only speak on it once. Now we have a timer. When that clicks, I don't care what sentence you're in, they thank you and go to your seat. Yes.
Excuse me. Madam Chairman?
Huh?
Madam Chairman?
I'm listening.
A person can speak. But before they could speak a second time, anybody else that would like to speak is to be heard first.
Yes. Thank you.
That's the way.
I'll make you all rules.
We'll check on that. You know, you gotta check that book back up. Check again. Ursel?
Yes.
Yeah. I know you're having trouble with your eyes. Do you think you'd be able, next meeting, to be able to take minutes for our board?
Do what? Take notes?
Yes. Minutes.
Be secretary?
Yes, for our board.
I might be able for one meeting, but I don't want to be permanent secretary.
Well, this is just until we get somebody.
I'll do it one time. And but I don't want to hear anybody saying what everything that I did wrong. It's been a long time since.
Hey, listen, they're already after me now, so don't get excited.
It's been a long time since I took shorthand, okay?
Oh, I can't read your shorthand, so please.
I can do it until someone else steps up. No problem.
My eyes are getting better all the time. It's just I had implants and the lights are bothering it. But these are shades. They actually like readers, but the tinted, I can see everything.
Right. So. Well, we just ask you to do the best you can. This is just for our.
Okay. So. Okay. I will get with Bruce. He will send me straight how to do it.
We'll just do our best. That's all we can ask. Okay. If there is any items that you're wanting brought, I would appreciate it if you could put it in writing and get it to us so we have a chance to read it and see what we can do to help you get everything you're wanting done here. I know I have had a few ladies when I was out in the hallway out there and asked me to please see if we could change the color of the paint out there instead of a hospital. They would like Florida bright colors. So, anyway, we'll see what we can do about that. So. Okay. We need the approval of the minutes. Last meeting.
I make a motion that we approve the minutes from the meeting of March 28, 2022. I second it.
Do we have trustees' comments? Anybody?
Yes.
I don't think we need to fix something that isn't broke.
Okay. Any public? Anybody on our last minutes? Anyone on our last minutes? Okay. Call for the vote. Everybody in favor say aye.
Aye.
You can raise your hands too so they can see it.
Aye.
Everybody opposed? No? Motion carried. We have the report.
No problem.
Excuse me?
In my report, I did say that the speaker from Platts AC was coming in, but we are going to, again, as the chairwoman said, we're going to postpone that. We're getting two more bids. They came in. One came in today. The other was a no-show. You'll get all of the information. I'm sorry for the delay, and I'm glad it's not in the dead of summer, or this would be really bad. So we'll have all the information at the next board meeting. Alpine Tree Service has started trimming the palm trees at the entrance to the park. They will continue to the clubhouse and then through the cul-de-sacs in the community. The office staff will be printing approximately 1,000 of the About Us books this summer. The entire contents of the book you can find on the website. In addition, the book will be in the office for residents to pick up. This is going to save the park over $5,000. It's going to take us a little while, but we can do it. We can do it. It's tedious, but I'm sure in the summer we'll have plenty of time. Attached are some reading materials regarding the 2022 hurricane season. I have contacted Cirrus. That's our catastrophic debris removal company. We piggyback with them, with the city of Palm Bay. They are negotiating different contracts. I'm not real crazy about it. I think Cirrus is really good. Anyway, they are in negotiations. I will reach out to them by the end of the month. The other option we may have is to piggyback with Melbourne. But we want to stay with Palm Bay, so that's where we are. I'm trying to get a jump start on it early. The remaining gutters have been installed by the entrance to the clubhouse and the first entrance over here at the back of the building. We will begin coordinating the painting and the soffits of the building. We have all the materials for the stripping and waxing of the floor in the dining hall. This will be done in midsummer to late summer. We will be striping the lines and handicap emblems in the parking lot, front and back. The office will be painted and the floor stripped as well. We received credits from the following. $3,319 from FMIT, which is our insurance company. That's for having a good workers' comp record. One of the tax certificates that we purchased was sold, or they came and paid for it. That was $3,166. That was for Mr. Glasser's house at 244 Holiday Park. And then I sent Spectrum a list of empty lots in the park, so we're going to be getting a credit of $612 from Spectrum as well. 1214 Shell Court was sold at auction. This home has been abandoned since March of 2010. I'm working with a realtor and have given her a list of items to be repaired, removed, the same as 280 Blossom. The owner will be here April 17th. He has been given a list as well. Neither application will be approved until all of the items violations are corrected. 184 is down the road a ways here. The owners live in Massachusetts, and they are removing the new home. A new home will be installed there. Three lots will be going up for auction in June. That's 240 Berry Court, 140 Holiday Park, and 105 Holiday Park. I believe 105 is definitely a vacant lot. I believe 140 is, and 240 Berry Court, the residents live in New York. There are two more homes that are under the radar that really are the bad derelict homes, and I'm pushing for these at 628 Candle Court, 1140 Floral, and now, let's see, 1214 Shell was sold, so it is Candle and Floral. And those are not the Pompeii homes. Those are derelict homes that are in with the county. We did receive a bid, or we got an application for 194. That's a Holiday Park owned home. So we only have one left. And that's the one on Dunport. So we're doing really good. We're getting a good handle on the delinquent homes before they become derelict. So we're in good shape there. As a reminder, there must be 6-inch borders around your home so that the weed whackers aren't going to be putting holes in them. So please be mindful of that. Spoke to AT&T. They're doing a 45-day assessment of all of the options and will be meeting with us here at the building to see what they can offer. And I think that's about it. That's all I have. Thank you.
Motion to approve.
I make a motion to approve the district manager's report.
Second.
Need a second.
Second.
It's been moved and second. We accept the report.
Oh, I didn't vote, but I have a point to make. A resident received incorrect instructions from the district office. The 6-inch border around the skirting is a minimum, not a maximum. They were told it was a maximum for amount of blocks or anything they could put around the home. It is a minimum clearance for grass around the home. There is no maximum except your property line with pavers and things that are not concrete. It's not a maximum 6-inch. So the new homeowner who's not here right now, I already told them that I would make sure that's cleared up. It's a minimum. Clear the grass. You're not required to put pavers or blocks or anything there. It's advisable, you know, to protect your skirting. But you can go as wide and you can reach the property line if you want without an ACC permit. You need to correct me on excessive pavers, but it's not a maximum 6-inch. Okay, Ron knows. You need a permit. Approval. Okay. ACC approval. So if you want to go a little wider, it's okay. Just run it through the ACC.
Okay. Anybody else?
Sheree, the monies that were collected, the credits, and those, to what account do those go into?
We have accounts for the tax certificates where we purchase them, and then when they are purchased back, we have a setup account with the bookkeeper just for the tax certificates.
So it doesn't go into the TD operating or TD fixed bank account?
It, eventually it does, but it reflects where that money is coming in, and it goes into the account.
It goes into the operating account.
Thank you.
The ones from the auction to the going to the at least that's where they've been putting them. Why they put them there?
It just has its own chart, so we know where the money's coming in. You know what I mean?
Right, but that money eventually goes
into the operating.
That's what I wanted to take that.
That was clarified at a lot of meetings. Okay, in favor, say aye. Raise your hand.
Aye.
We don't have any noes. Motion passed. Okay, we received on our special meeting from Don. I will. So I keep forgetting to have my head down again. Oh. Some reason I'm not strong today. That better.
Yeah.
All right. But down, then you're going to catch me. Anyway, we had an upgrade and improved sound system. Sir Knight Donald Washington was talking about it, showed us and everything. Don't turn my head. I'm looking around. I shouldn't look. I'll get used to it. Just be patient. Do we have a motion to approve this so we can discuss it?
In order to discuss it, I make a motion to approve.
Okay, it's been maybe a second on
that. A second the motion. Second.
Yeah, trustees. Wait a minute.
I wanted to ask Mark, and I feel like I don't even need to ask Mark this, but I will. Mark, do you think you might be able to provide the board in meetings as you as Don, you determine, say, the first step of, and you're about to make several purchases? Do you think you might be able to let us know what you're about to spend and on what, rather than none of us knowing? Don declined to let us know.
They already the cost said that in the last meeting.
No. I asked Don, he said no. I asked him if he could provide us a breakdown in the special meeting. He said no, he just wants to go see Cherie for money. I'm asking our assistant treasurer, whose assignment it is, if when you reach the point where you're about to spend money, you can come to the board, we can let the residents know we're about to spend this much on these various items and know what is going to be spent. Because otherwise, we're going to look like fools approving this $25,000 with no idea what a single of the nearly two dozen items are. And I totally trust you, Mark, and I do trust Don Washington. Couldn't have two better guys on this project. If you could do that for us, it would help us in transparency and help us to be able to vote yes and approve this.
Absolutely, I would do that. And I've spoken with Don because this is over $5,000 total. Currently, he is only in the stage of researching, redoing the communications with AT&T and Spectrum. No monies are being spent. When he gets ready to spend money, I will come back with a list. I also spoke to him and said that at any point, if a cost of any part of that was going to be more than $5,000, it has to come before the board. It has to be approved by the board. So I will keep you up to date as what the expenditures are going to be, and Don will keep me up to date.
Thanks, Mark. That's perfect.
Anyone else?
Okay. Also, I wasn't sure how to handle this at first because the total cost of the project is to be less than $25,000.
Say clear for me.
The total cost was, he requested an amount of less than $25,000.
Right.
So if anything's over $5,000, it would come before the board.
Right.
I didn't know how to handle this. I didn't know if this needed to be put in the budget. I didn't know if we needed to set up a reserve fund. So currently, because it's just come up that we wanted to do these things, then I made a presentation and I spoke to him about monies that would be, paid out for these services. He plans to reuse or recycle whatever materials we have. He also plans to use as much experience from people in the park that have done these things before. But again, once he goes outside the park and starts pricing things, we'll bring that back to the board.
Okay. Now, I have a question. Is it possible, being involved in building some houses when I was younger, with my husband? Anyway, being involved in building some houses with my husband when I was younger, we took pictures of different points. So when he gets to a certain point that you're doing all of this wiring and Deej's work, can you take pictures of that and mark it and file it? So if something would happen, they can go back and look at the pictures and say, oh, okay, this is how this was wired. Can you possibly...
Are you talking like before, after pictures?
Say it again.
Are you talking like before and after pictures?
Yeah, you want to see how the work was done.
I'll take it.
That it can be stuck there. I mean, if something would happen, not this 10 years, but we're not here. And they've got to work on it. And we have somebody that has no idea when they look at that, how that gentleman did that.
I love taking pictures.
We have copies of how it's done. It really does help.
Yes, we can do that.
Okay. Okay, guests, you have anything you'd like to say?
Sorry, he didn't tie me in my chair tonight. Patty Pack, 1014 Willow. Do we have money in this year's budget? You're asking about that, or is it coming from reserves? And now that we know we need an air conditioner in part of the building, and I hear that's around $20,000, where is all this money coming from? Or is it one of the itemized, what we've talked about, coming out of the reserve? Could you clarify that a little bit, please?
Last month I put on the report, we have over $1 million in reserves. We are trying, Sheree and I are real close to getting it earmarked for different one, and it would probably fall under improvements to the rec hall. That would fall, both of those would fall under that type of reserve money would come from there.
But it's being accounted for in the budget?
No, the reserve money is not in the budget. The reserve money is money we have, and we shouldn't say we have, we're going to be earmarking for improvement of the hall, I hope improvement of the roads and parkway, improvement of the rec area. In other words, about three or four areas that we'd like to improve of, we will have a goal to have in those projects, and they will have, the only way they're going to be hooked to the budget is the budget is going to have to keep them funded. So in future dates, when we use that money, it gets replaced as it's being used. I agree with people that we, being here, shouldn't pay for the whole replacement unless we've been using it the whole time. So the idea of the reserves is to say, okay, this has a 20-year life or 30-year life, so we're going to put 1/20th of it every year that we use it. So by the time it gets used up, the people that used it are paying for the replacement. That's what a reserve is about, okay? Reserves really, other than the, are not in the budget. However, they are funded by a yearly budget.
If I might add something, Keith added the bottom line to the treasurer's summary, I think it would be called. And he let us know in the last meeting we paid for approximately half of the $416,000 that it costs to do the sidewalks out of this year's budget. I was here when we started in this year's budget, you know, on board, and I think we were around $930,000. We're currently at $1.143 million, which is $213,000 more, and we covered a carryover on the sidewalks of $208,000. So if you add those two $200,000 figures up, if we would not spend a penny, we would and everything comes in as forecast, we would end up building up the savings, the reserves, by $213,000 this year while covering $208,000, that's a ballpark number, on last year's sidewalks. So we're looking at several hundred thousand dollars. And we don't want to spend it all. We want that savings to grow. So a $25,000 expenditure, honestly, we won't feel it. It's just going to slow down the increase in our savings. And if we don't spend any, we'll increase it this year by a couple hundred thousand. But we are going to need to spend more than just the $25,000.
Carol Summers, 1143 Greenview Court. You guys know that I'm always a devil's advocate, and I seem to have that one head that goes over my butt sometimes. I have no problem with doing what Mr. Washington proposes. I think we need to upgrade our system dramatically. However, my concern is that we do have guidelines that we have to abide by. Those are the $5,000. You have to have three bids. Why are we just assuming that he's the right person to spend $25,000? We don't have a contract with him. We don't have his credentials for doing the work to make sure that he knows what he's doing. If something catches on fire and burns, we're responsible. We can't go back on an installation operator because we won't have one. He's a resident. He's part of us. So I want to make certain that before we obligate this $25,000, that we have some kind of guarantee that what we're spending the money on is actually the best quality that we can get. We get the best warranties that we can get. And maybe we need to consider getting other bids. I'm not saying that he's the wrong person for it. I'm just saying that because we have our guidelines, we can't do our air conditioning, which is a must do, because we don't have three bids. We don't have three bids for this either. And it's just an expensive project. We need the new mics. We need the new sound systems. We need to upgrade, but we need to do it according to our rules and guidelines. And I think that Mr. Boda is willing to do that and work with him very closely. But before we spend those big budgets, we really should probably have more than one offer. Thank you.
They're teasing you. No, they're not. They're serious. Bruce Kraft, 4:42 to Italy Court. I listened to Don's presentation, and we do need to upgrade this thing drastically. My impression was when he gave the presentation, he was going to do it piecemeal over a number of months. That he was going to work on one thing and then do something over the summer and so on and so on. So my impression was he wasn't asking for the full $25,000 in the beginning. He was only asking for a small amount of money to get started and maybe work through the summer, maybe $2,000 or $3,000. We can spend $5,000. So you shouldn't approve this total amount right now. So approve a certain amount of money that you can use. Good idea.
Yeah, around 214 Holiday Park. I have no hard feelings against Don Washington or that crew. I just think that we need to have the three bids, and I really think we need to have a guarantee. You have to have somebody go back on, and it's going to be hard to go back on to a park resident and say, hey, you screwed up, it's not working, I want the damn thing fixed. I mean, you got to have somebody to be accountable for it. And all he said, the warranties were during that meeting, were what the manufacturer gave. So as it breaks down, we're going to have to continue to pay to get it fixed. If you had a warranty from a regular company, you probably wouldn't have that problem.
I think we should table this until I can speak with Mr. Washington again, and I will explain to him that we need to follow the bylaws and the restrictions, and that we need to get three bids for each phase that we're going through.
Dave Peck, 1014 Willow Court. On this, I'm not that familiar with the electronics and that, but I do know from what I heard, there's a lot of electrical issues in the kitchen. And is that going to tie into anything you're doing here? He may be working on one aspect, or may have some other issues in the kitchen and elsewhere that I think you need to combine these things a little bit, or at least look at it before you go in one direction, fix one thing, but find out you've got other issues that need to be addressed at the same, or could be addressed at the same time.
When we had the air conditioners installed for the library and the card room, we were going to get the electrician while he's here so we don't have another service call, and we're going to get him to go. So hopefully we can combine those. And because it's more work, hopefully we'll get a better price.
Karen Carrera, 181 Holiday. I can't speak for Don Washington, but I know when we've had problems in here with the sound system, with Zoom, with anything, that's who they call, is Don Washington. Am I right, Cherie? So I don't think that we need a warranty. I think a resident in the park cares more about this place than somebody outside. And he's always come to help. Just a point.
David Hearns, 1242 Shell Court. It doesn't matter how well you know someone, if they are not a licensed electrician, anything that goes wrong with the electrical, it's y'all's deal. It doesn't matter how good Don thinks he is. I could take down all the lights. If I put them up, I could do it as good as a journeyman, but it would not be warranted. Y'all would be liable. Period.
I don't believe that Don was going to do the electrical part of that. What? He did. Okay.
I have it on now. I didn't know I hit it, so I apologize. Netrad is for online holiday. Here is a perfect example of why we need a better system in here. Correct. He wanted to work with people also who have hearing aids to do it. Yes. These microphones and this. In here has been crappy for 9 years since I've been in the park. Even the so all the residents can, even people sitting in the back can hear what you're saying, and we do not have to keep telling you to talk into the microphone. I agree.
I'll repeat what Mark said. I like this table until we get more information.
So this is tabled until the 25th. We thank you for all your input, and we will put Lord Mark. You need to talk with Don. Will you, Mark?
I will do that.
Okay. I'm looking forward to that because we do need the new system. Yes, sir.
Don Washington, 1029 Wood Court, and I am withdrawing my offer for the park to fix the system that I built here 3 years ago. And some of the comments here about electricians and people's concerns are absolutely nonsense. And for it not to be done professionally, And I'm insulted by this. I agreed to work with Mark. I agreed to work with Cherie. And the park desperately needs this.
Correct.
And if they want to go and pay for it to have it done, be my guest. I was offering my services here. And I already had the meeting set up with AT&T to switch over our internet for the hall, and I won't be constrained by residents here who have no idea what they're talking about, just bellyaching. And if you have somebody in mind that will come and fix this, you hire them. And I am undone.
I'm so sorry for you to do that.
It's a shame. And but I was going to take my summer I care deeply about the park and have done a lot of fix-it stuff here. But the way things are going in this park and the comments that people make, it's ridiculous. I want no part of it. Thank you very much.
I am so sorry for him to do that because he is such a very special person for this park. We have ruined so many things for so much for this park. You need to stop and think what we're doing. Yes, Carol.
Carol Summers at 143 Greenview Court. My statement in no way was derogatory toward Mr. Washington. I think what he was presenting to this board was amazing. I didn't dislike a thing of it. I think it's wonderful. We need to do it. My concern was our guidelines that we had in the park. The fact that we are required to get the bids. That's not my rule. That's the park's rule. That's the only reason I brought it up. I was also concerned about the comments that she made during the meeting about the warranties. I just want to make sure that we knew what we were looking at. It had nothing to do with Mr. Washington or his ability to do the work. I don't know his credentials, but I do know him. And I'm very impressed by him and what he says he can do. So I would like to ask him to please reconsider, Don, because we do need you. But we need to do it cautiously and right with Mr. Boda being on top of the project as well. That's all.
Could you come back to the mic?
Me?
Yeah.
Yes,
I have a question that I became aware of. I was under the impression a portion of that project was going to be three new internet connections that could be Ethernet, and in negotiations with Spectrum and AT&T for those three new outlets, mm-hmm. or upgraded outlets. And I asked you if you was, because I was told that you were going to still be involved in the Spectrum negotiations, and you told me you felt that you were being told by Don and Cherie, no, they're going to take that from here. What's going on with our Spectrum negotiations for the park-wide basic cable and internet auction? Have you and Don taken that over?
I've been made to feel, because I did the original, set up the original presentation that you're mm-hmm. talking about. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, I couldn't make that presentation for medical reasons.
Right.
But I have been made to kind of feel like that this aspect is going to go, because you have to negotiate the contracts together, in my interpretation, and that since that's going to be working with Cherie and Mr. Washington, that they're moving forward with those contracts and those negotiations. I have not done anything beyond that.
I wonder if Don is just bowed out of being involved in the park-wide negotiations for basic cable and the option to add internet as a bulk purchase, which is what Spectrum wants.
Excuse me.
I don't know. It was your assignment.
We're getting off topic.
Yeah, it's off topic.
You need to stick.
What are we trying to get? I know one of the things that Mr. Washington did say that we needed was Ethernet.
Right.
Instead of Wi-Fi or internet, we needed dedicated programs that would allow us to do major streaming. We need to dedicate a program per his information for HPPOA because they operate as a guest and they're constantly losing their Wi-Fi. We need better firewalls and better internet connections in the entire building. And that's something that they were going to negotiate through AT&T or through Spectrum. Well, Spectrum is a big contract, like a global contract for our park. So that should all be negotiated as one unit if we're going to stay with Spectrum, or it should be all negotiated with, in my opinion, with AT&T if they go with AT&T. So if they're negotiating that, I'm going to assume that would be everything because you do one big contract for whatever you're doing. If I'm under the impression of that it being different, then I'm wrong. But I would think that that's how they would negotiate the contract, because we have to negotiate something new. And when you've got this big scene with them, this all should be packaged together. But that's just my opinion. And I would still like to see Mr. Washington consider coming back. It's his decision. But I have no intentions of telling him or making people like he shouldn't do the project. I just want to make sure that we do the project per our guidelines, or the park's guidelines.
I think he was doing it as a gift to us.
I repeat that we are not, we're putting this off the next time. I'm hoping Mark can talk with Washington and see where we are next week. Right now, it's just talk. So let's get on with the agenda, with what we're on.
Is it okay if I speak first? Brenda Ambrose, 241 Blossom Lane. I have never been as disgusted with this park as I am right now.
Thank you.
Never. Don Washington is a wonderful person, and he has done everything, both him and Moira, to make this park better. He knows what he's doing. He's not going to fool with the electrical. He's doing the Wi-Fi, and with Mark with him, I would not be a problem. I'm so sick of hearing all the negative points coming from people, even as we sit here in this room. People are not giving you people a chance. Whatever you say, somebody is down there bad-mouthing, and it's just making me sick. I've been here since 2007. I love this park, and I hate what's going on. Thank you.
Thank you so much. You know, we have a beautiful park, and she is correct.
Bruce Crabb, 442 Neighborly Court. I will agree with her. Don Washington has done a lot for this park and never charged us one penny. I hate this crap that's going on in the park. We're trying to destroy everything that anybody is doing. I don't understand it. I said before, we will not get people to fill positions in this park. This is a prime example. We got, what, 4 ACC members that dropped out, and we got 3 trustee members that dropped out. 3. Whatever, people. Let's stop this baloney that's going on. This is our park, and I am sick to death. I have been here since 95. I have never seen the baloney that's going on as much as the last 3 years. And all of this stuff on Facebook is destroying this park. I'm telling you that right now. I don't even do Facebook. But I have person after person calling me, well, this was on and that was on. This is baloney. Let's try to do something for this park. Mark, will you please, please speak to Don. Please, Mark. And try to get him to reconsider. Please.
Thank you. Okay, that's the last of our time. And we do need you, Don, so I have to go ahead and tell you now. So it's tabled until the next meeting. And we have 3 members on the board resign. We have Karen, Paul, and Richard, all due to health reasons. We need a vote to accept their letter of resignation. Yes. So, everybody in favor to accept theirs, say yes and raise your hand.
All three.
Thank you. Everybody against? Motion carried. We will accept it. We have 4 ACC board members that resigned. Ron and Dave and Bill and Howard, and I have another one that wants to resign partially and come back when he's through traveling. That was Michael, I believe. So
You didn't hear any of that? I apologize. I don't know why. Okay, we have a total of 5 ACC board members that resigned. Now, did you hear that? That's your ACC board. They all resigned except for 2. We have to accept their anybody vote? Say yes and raise your hand. Everybody against?
Yes.
Against. Motion carried. With regret. Harry, please get well. I hear you're sick, so please get well. And now we're going to... Okay. We're going to the health insurance buyout for free. We are doing the health insurance.
Just on this a little bit. The health insurance, I had a couple questions. I may have misspoke when I said it's a buyout. What it is her contract, we cover 100% of her insurance. When she's gone on Medicare, they cover 80%. So she has to... So she has, it has to be covered, the rest of her insurance got to be covered by a supplement. And since the contract said 100%, we're just covering the cost of her supplements and extra costs.
Hey.
I'm just explaining what it is.
We're not doing that.
Mr. Chairman, do we have to have a motion to approve and second it before we can discuss this? Or a motion to reject and second it before we discuss this? Because I'd like to discuss it.
Motion to put it on the floor, yes.
I make a motion to put it on the floor. Thanks, Bruce.
I second.
Okay, put it on the floor.
Okay.
3 minutes is all you
got. Am I allowed to ask Sheree any questions? Or just make statements?
I have learned, and correct me if what I've learned is incorrect. This is already in effect for 3 biweekly payrolls. There has been a change in the compensation for Sheree Morris that is $785 a month without board approval. It translates into $9,428 a year. She approached me in the hallway of the clubhouse twice, brought it up. I didn't really want to talk about it because that's a board matter, but I told her, she said to me the following. I don't know why this come up. I could have just done it. I told her, you cannot do that. It requires board approval. This is a $9,428 raise. You're keeping 78% of the $1,013 savings the park should enjoy. You have 2 other employees. One is Dwayne, he went on Medicare in June of 2020. Jose went on Medicare in October of 2020. She did not come to this board and ask for a raise for them. But she has already put it into effect and received paychecks that average, that reflect a $9,428 increase without board approval. Is that
that's
correct?
That's a total lie.
It's not a lie. It went to our payroll service company.
Sell it them.
With a note attached to your time card.
Okay, Gary, that's a lie.
It's...
Okay. It was processed in the budget when the budget was done.
Did you recognize Sheree?
Yes, I did.
Yes, you may speak. I'm sorry. All right. Everybody hear that? I gave her permission. Now settle down. Number 1,
I'm not
trying to rip off the park. I'm not trying to do anything underhanded. How am I ripping off the park? Really, seriously, folks. I didn't give myself a raise. It says in my contract that health benefits.
Hey, she has the floor.
My
you don't know what she's saying. You're too busy talking.
Please.
Now, please show her respect.
My letter of acceptance, it says that my health benefits are paid 100%. Okay? My contract is different than the other staff, the other employees here. My vacation, my days off, I'm salaried, everything is different. And that goes along with my health insurance. And it's up to the board's discretion how my health insurance is dealt with. I didn't give myself a raise. I didn't even have to take Medicare. I could have kept going on. My aunt worked until she was 69 for the city of Newington.
Please, everybody, don't interrupt. We do need to have one person at a time speak. I have a letter.
Yeah, I'm just talking to Mark. Mark, I recognize you.
I'm not sure what this contract is. I have here the paperwork that was signed by Keith Richard and Sheree Morris on 5/30/18 when she became an employee of this park. And in there it says, by signing below, employee acknowledges that he, she has been given a copy of this job description and the employee manual, which denotes acceptance agreement to each policy. In the employee handbook, it states that when an employee reaches the age of 65, they will go on Medicare and Holiday Park will no longer be responsible for their insurance. Now, she must be talking about a contract. That she's talking about something that was in the budget, or that we pay 100%, and it was in the budget. I have heard the treasurer say before, just because it's in the budget does not mean that we are going to do that. And because this was $5,500, it needed to be voted on by the board. The board voted to cover her insurance at 100%. The policy states that the board approved. At 65, you are no longer covered.
I understand that, Mark, but why is that the only thing that applies to the district manager? Everything else does not apply. My salary, my vacation, my time off, everything else is the DM. When it comes to that, all of a sudden that applies to me, but nothing else does. I'm in a different, in my opinion. When I was hired, my vacation, everything is different. So now the 65 and older, that is supposed to apply to me. And Gary, I want to clarify one thing.
Okay.
I didn't have to start getting Social Security because my... I'm just not going to talk. I'm not going to talk over you people. That's it. Do what you want to do. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be rude. That's it.
Trustee comments on over. Please.
Permission.
One at a time.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
You don't have to sign up for Medicare if you're covered by an employer's insurance that has over 20 employees. We don't. That's the law. I reviewed it. In the last month that this has been tabled. If you're with a company with less than 20 employees, you must sign up for Medicare. Otherwise, you face a 10% penalty per year delayed for the rest of your life. Same with drug coverage, Part D. Or you can get a Part C that covers it all. That's a chance that someone might take. You had told me When I asked you in the last meeting, you said you didn't know if you had Medicare. When you caught me in the office one day, I mean in the hallway, you said you did. So I assumed you did.
Did you?
You decide.
No, I can't decide whether or not you know you signed up for Medicare.
No, every time I speak, I'm getting heckled at. I'm being laughed at.
No, they're being quiet.
No. You know what? You're blowing this all out of proportion. Why? And see what I'm saying?
Okay. How about you answer one question?
This is serious. And I take this seriously. And I am not trying to abuse anything here.
Keith, can I ask you a question? It came to my attention reviewing the detailed Treasury report that her salary jumped $800 and her benefit cost for March dropped $1,000. So I kind of knew, and I've done some research, and our payroll information is passed along to our payroll service attached to your time card prior to the raise taking effect was a note that the increase was going through. It was questioned, and it went through. Now, have you received any larger paychecks in the last three biweekly pay periods without board authorization?
It was authorized by the board in the minutes from the, I forget the month, but yes, it was. The budget was approved by the board. Yes, it was. I'll find the minutes. It was approved by the board, and it's been two pay periods. And yes, it does cover my insurance.
Yes.
Bruce Crabb, 442 Neighborly Court. We seem to have a problem right now that needs to be looked into. My suggestion to this board and the chairman is to appoint one board member and two members from the PAC to investigate this matter, look into it, and report back to the board.
Please, Ursula is speaking.
Yes. Permission to speak. Sherry, can you tell us why you think that you don't have to get Social Security when you hit 65? I'd like to know your special accomplishments that you did besides your job that would allow you the privilege to have us pay your insurance when the rest of us have to just take Medicare. And so do the other employees who hit 65. So I'd like to just know the special things you did for this part besides your normal job.
It's not a question of special things, Ursula. I know after 65, if your employer offers and has the insurance plan that you can continue on with that insurance and you don't have to get Social Security. It's Medicare. You don't have to collect the Medicare if your employer offers it. My aunt worked until she was 69 for the city of Newington. I'm not talking anymore. I can't talk over everybody.
Sherry?
Keith, are the numbers in our detailed treasury report for March accurate for what we already spent?
I know you hear me, Twain.
Then the raise has gone through. The insurance is not being paid for by the park anymore, and it reflects in those numbers. And there was not a vote on that change.
Nope.
Can we make a motion?
Yeah.
No, March.
One of the personal attributes of the district manager is ability to work independently yet within the scope of direction of the Board of Trustees. Sherry, you've made this statement several times. I only do what the Board of Trustees approves or allows. This board did not allow you, did not approve you to put in for a raise. I don't need a comment.
It wasn't a raise.
I don't need a comment.
But it wasn't a raise.
The gross pay for the last three pay periods went up $666.90. That happens to be $212.31 per pay period, which happens over the space of a year to be $5,500. That's a raise increase of seven, almost 7.5%.
When I was hired, this is.
Oh my God.
When I was hired, that was part of my packet, my hire packet. That's how I looked at it.
It doesn't matter how you look at it.
And it was, well, Mark, I understand that. It was voted on when the budget was made last year. And I went according to what the budget was.
That's your treasurer that said on this board, when questions were made about the budget, that this is a guideline. This doesn't mean we're doing this. It gets voted on by the board.
Well, I don't think I did anything illegal. I went by what was voted on at that board meeting. And I knew I cut myself off $14,000 a year. And I said, well, that's a lot of money for the board to pay. I'm just going to cut myself off because that's what was discussed when we did the budget. And it's savings for the park. I'm getting part of it, but it's paying for my insurance. So it's not like I'm taking this money and stealing it. It was already... It was already decided.
You can leave if you don't want to show respect.
It had already been decided when the budget was presented to the board. It was posted in the newspaper and everything. So, therefore, I don't think I did anything illegal. That's how I feel, and that's how I'm presenting it. You can interpret it in another way if you want to. I've been very honest since the day one. I haven't done anything here that would promote any kind of...
You were not honest when you put that raise in and nobody knew about it. That wasn't honest.
It wasn't a raise, Mark. It was my insurance.
No.
Because my health insurance stopped. That's how I look at it.
I'd like to read a statement. Florida embezzlement laws. It occurs when a defendant who is entrusted to manage or monitor someone else's money or property steals all or part of that money for the defendant's personal gain. The key is that the defendant had legal access to another's money or property, but not legal ownership of it. Taking the money or property for the defendant's own gain is stealing when combined with the fact that this stealing was also a violation of a special position of trust, which is where you are. You have a unique crime of embezzlement. I will go to the district attorney and the attorney general.
Well, like I said, I don't feel like I was stealing. I was not stealing.
Hey.
Until we come up with the information that everybody all yells about, and that's not going to end.
Well, can you please stay? Can you stay and make the motion like I asked for? Do we have an investigator?
No.
What?
No.
No.
See how you can do it.
We already have our... Please, we could get through this tonight.
Maybe.
We already have the treasurer's confirmation that the expenditures in March are accurate. They reflect a shift in compensation from health insurance, not all of it, into her salary. This was given to us two meetings ago, and she offered to save the park $1,591 and wanted to keep $5,500. It was tabled. In the meantime, those percentages and numbers has happened, and it's affected three biweekly pay periods.
I think it's two, Gary.
I know it was two, but I was told it was three. You could be correct. I could be one pay period off, but it's happened. And I'm not lying.
310, 22, 324, 22, and 47, 22 saw the pay increase.
Was it three?
Yes, sir. Sherry, would you mind answering what I asked you earlier?
Yeah, if I can answer it without getting heckled and
please let her talk so we can hear her side of it. That's only fair. Okay, I was asking you about the accomplishments that you did, that you think you deserve more money and give yourself a raise. What did you do special that you think you should get that extra money?
I don't think I did anything special, Ursula. I think that my insurance stopped on March 1st, and I had made arrangements for that 2 months prior, and I knew I would be saving the park $14,000 a year. So I, and like I said, my aunt, Gary, what? What am I doing wrong?
$14,000 is not what it costs the park. You're including what you...
Okay, then it was $12,000. My insurance was $14,000. I elected to pay like $100 and change a month, or $150, something like that. However, it was over $1,000. The calculations may have not been correct, and we were, and that's why we're talking about it, so that we can make it correct.
Can I make a motion?
Yes.
I make a motion we terminate our district manager.
I second the motion.
I'll second it.
Has been moved and seconded.
For the reason that I didn't clear answer, that I did not get a clear answer.
Wait till he left. Yes. Make it quick.
Let's have a little respect for everybody, please. Bruce Crabb for Vladdy Dune Able Court. We just had another trustee walk out of this room, folks.
Come on, folks. You act like children.
I think that I should demand just a little bit of respect for the amount of work I put into this park. Excuse me. I will still reiterate what I said a minute ago. I think that we should appoint one board member and two members from this park so that we can get a definitive answer as to what happened. Number one.
It's too late.
Number one. The manager has no right whatsoever to increase somebody's salary. Number two. We have other employees, such as Jose, that have timed out. Did we give them that insurance money and give it to them?
No.
We did not. I think that we should have somebody look into this, come back with a report to this board.
All right, get a motion on the floor.
Just answer your own question, my man.
Okay. If I in favor.
Are you calling for a vote?
Yeah. Calling for a vote. Hey.
Bye-bye.
It is with much regret that this has passed. Are you all happy now?
Yes!
I'm so happy you're all happy. I hope that you all children grow up and show respect. I don't know how you taught your children in school or at home.
That was
somebody watch the office.
The lady in the back, please, folks.
Please.
The lady in the back. Well, the lady in the back has been trying to get up here. Would she please come?
Excuse me. I'm going to ensure that Sheree isn't taking anything from the office.
Thank you.
What is wrong with Mark?
That's a rule.
So, anyway, would you please let that lady come up? That you? You're done?
Okay, that's a rule.
It is.
That is a rule. When somebody quits, they should be a student at the
back. That's right.
We had a manager that screwed up our computers 5 or 6 years ago.
Oh.
We did. And Lori and I had to spend hours trying to straighten the computer out. When a person is fired, they should be escorted out of the park immediately. That's it.
Network is for all
my
I know what happens when an employee is terminated. Yes, it is true. Number one, immediately, the keys for the building. Also, immediately. Oh, you mean you guys don't want to show her respect either? How nice. Also, what has to be done, you are the acting chairman. You must immediately change all the passwords on the computers. So she, and also, she has one at home. She needs to immediately return it to the park tonight. Anything that belongs to Holiday Park has to be returned. And also, it is true. When you are terminated, you are escorted out without anything that belongs to the park. But you need to immediately change all of the passwords and everything in the computer as of this moment.
Yes.
Okay, sir.
Thank you. How many trustees are here right now?
Only 5. 1 left.
No, I don't see Mark. We have 4.
Oh, he's 4.
We no longer have a quorum.
Okay, we've got to start over. Yeah.
Okay.
I think we should do it.
Good point.
Can we adjourn?
No, you can't yet. What do you need, Carol?
I'm just going to make a brief statement. Carol Summers, 1143 Pompey Court.
They can't hear you. They're yelling.
Just a brief statement. Carol Summers, 1143 Greenview Court. What took place tonight was unfortunate, but it took place because it had to. Mr. Vincent was correct in his actions, and regardless of whether all of us or all of anyone in this room likes it or dislikes it, it was a necessary action. It took place before when we had a district manager that was accused of theft. We have an obligation to the people of the park to make certain that our finances are handled and managed properly. It's not a pretty picture, it's not a good thing. But Mr. Benson, it took a lot of courage for you to stand up to what you believed in. And I want to commend you for doing that. And for the rest of the meeting, because you no longer have a quorum at the table, the rest of the meeting must be tabled until later because we don't have it. And unfortunately, your difficult duties start tonight. You do need to go into the office and take care of business. I will take care of it. Thank you.
I second.
Yes. We have adjourned. Congratulations, everybody.
I'm
Leave meeting.